Will you soon need a government ID to log into Facebook? A European Commission proposes controversial scheme to access social media sites. They're trying to get control over the internet and censor free speech. National ID cards would be needed to log into online services like Twitter. They say the main reason is to prevent fake user reviews that mislead consumers. Yeah, right. Many people are unhappy, saying that it will eradicate online privacy. The European Commission is now proposing the idea of using national ID cards to log into online services, including Facebook, Twitter, and even Uber. Documents were leaked from within the European Commission, which revealed a call for the rollout of more extensive use of national ID cards across the European Union. Many people are unhappy about the proposal, saying it will eradicate both online privacy and freedom of speech. European Commission wants you to log into social media accounts with government-issued ID cards. It says the European Commission plans to attack citizens' right to online privacy, insisting that state-issued ID cards should be used to log into platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, and even Uber. This is just one more step towards the New World Order, in which big government wants to control everything. They don't want you to have freedom of speech, so they're going to control what gets out on the internet. And U.S. tech companies are joining in the European Union to censor the internet. The world's biggest technology companies joined with the European Union to censor the internet, announcing this week an online code of conduct that will be used to remove and prosecute illegal speech, while promoting government propaganda. Everything from the Christian Bible and the Islamic Quran to criticism of Islam or concerns about uncontrolled immigration could fall under the vague new censorship rules. Despite being based in the United States, where the inalienable, God-given right to free speech is protected by the United States Constitution's First Amendment, all of the big American internet giants will be participating in the newly announced war against free speech online. Among the participating firms are Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, which is owned by Google, Microsoft, and more. You see, it won't be long as we march toward a new world order that it will be illegal to even criticize homosexuality or criticize religions like Islam that condemn people to hell. It won't be long before it will be illegal to even talk about the Bible on the internet. Let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to our channel as we continue to examine the world with a biblical perspective. Thanks for watching.